Welcome to the Dark Mark Show. It's your Thursday Night Freak Show, the lighter side of the dark side. Oh, you're going to see what I'm looking at. It's first of all, I apologize. No makeup today. I had to pick up one of our guests and...
She stole it.
She's wearing enough makeup for everybody. She's actually the co-host tonight because Josie Cat is studying anatomy and she's in her yoga class. You know her, you love her. The queen of Hollywood, the beautiful, the wonderful Clonella Monroe. Say hi to everyone.
Hi. Oh, how are you tonight? Yes. Hi, everybody.
How are you, Clonella?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yes.
You had quite a night. And also you were showing videos of us while I was driving. And,
yes.
We practiced our getting loud obnoxious. So how'd that work out?
We were going, la, 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 la. Like you're supposed to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's good because we got some legitimate punk rockers here tonight. So you better be loud obnoxious.
What time do they come in?
That's funny. You remember him last from our Christmas special of the lead singer of Cymbal 6, Eric Leach.
Hello, all you vampire people out there.
And I remember Eric.
Was that your theme song, by the way, when we came in? Do you have your own show song?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
My high school friend Kevin Crone, who is a terrific musician.
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah, actually, no,
it's cool.
Because last time you didn't. There was another theme song. Yeah, so
right.
Very creepy. I'm glad you liked it.
I'm digging it. It stuck out.
He's been a keyboard player for as long as I can play every instrument.
Oh, really?
And he actually is a keyboards for Missing Persons when they toured Southern California.
I hate guys that play all instruments because they're just, you know, they know everything.
Right.
That's annoying.
Right.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that you brought in the studio the manager of Cymbal 6.
Hi.
Also wonderful graphic artist, Ginger, and please
Manager.
Pronounce your last name, please.
Kuroishi.
Kuroishi. We have some videos coming up, and this is going to be a great show. Now,
is it really?
It really is, because every time Clonlin's here, it's always a good
show.
You're
so sweet.
I am sweet. And but before,
are you guys both in that band you're talking about?
What band?
What band?
There's
what
a band called about? Cymbal 6. Let me get the Cymbal 6 story.
Is it just a burlesque troupe?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly
that
what it
was
is.
My first guess. I didn't want to go out and
throwing
see
knives.
It.
Right. Let me explain who Cymbal 6
is. Shooting apples off of your head.
I put my email
juggling
address. You can forward that to me. Let me explain who Cymbal 6 is, Clonlin. I see that the show's off to a great start already. Cymbal 6, Clonlin, how well versed are you in the early 80s punk rock?
I'm early 80s.
Well, you weren't even born yet. You're born last year, or born yesterday, actually.
I was born yesterday.
That's a trick question. Yes. He's trying to date you.
You enjoy Circle Jerks and Black Flag and Social Distortion.
I loved Henry Rollins,
all that stuff.
Gwar and Minor Threat.
Right.
And
are you looking this up on Google?
Yes, he's Googling.
Yeah, I was born yesterday, he told you.
Well, last time, I was talking to Eric, and I wanted to have him back in because Cymbal 6 is a new album out, Dirty Land, which I listened to today and I very much enjoyed. But he's like, because last time you were in with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
This was our Christmas show, and you're like, you're not going to have me on with anybody silly like Santa Claus again,
well,
are
I
you?
Just didn't want to be in it again with the fat guy in his 70s that was, you know. I mean, he was Santa, I guess.
It was a Christmas show. There was a theme to it.
After 5 minutes,
a beautiful clown, you have no problem.
It's all good.
There you go.
So let me explain who Cymbal 6 is, Clownland, while you're forwarding your video to me, which I'm going to forward to Jenny, who's scared of you for some reason. She has a clown phobia. That's our producer, Jenny, right there.
Hi, Jenny.
Jenny is really nervous.
Jenny, you look sane and
look at how nervous
you look. Organized. You look like you're a producer.
Sorry, Jenny. I love you.
Yes, she does love
you. It's okay. It just caught me off guard.
You're very beautiful,
but it was just Mark coming into the room and I was...
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, it was his fault.
It's always his fault.
But you look very beautiful. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just...
Thank you.
You're just tensed up. Like
I really do freak out, though.
Release the
sphincter. For clowns that look disgustingly happy and ugly, those scare me.
Sure. Well, I must scare you every week, then. So,
if you say so.
So let me give you the Cymbal 6 story, Clonlin. Back in the early 80s, this guy next to your left was a 15-year-old punk in junior high. And he said, I'm going to start a band.
Is it Gmail? Sorry.
I'm sorry, gmail.com. I put it in there. Clownland, let's give up on the video because we're doing the show.
Okay.
But if you want to call in and talk to Clownland,
what is
talk
that?
To
there, just
it's, the numbers,
give me the... Anyway.
It's darkmarkshow@gmail.com. If you want to talk to Clownland, if you want to talk to Eric Leach, if you want to talk to Ginger, 1-800-893-9562.
Call up, be obnoxious.
Yes.
Have something good to say. Have something...
I'm surprised you're not a talk show host now because everybody's got a podcast now.
No, I'm not into radio, really.
Right.
But that's my radio voice.
Right. Eric Leach, when he was 15, he and a bunch of punks that he went to high school with formed the band Cymbal Six. And they started touring with all those bands that I mentioned, Circle Jerks, X, did shows Social D, TSOL, all the biggies. Bad Religion.
Oh, yeah. Like
Black Flag. Even Rollins, I'm sure, on occasion. Put out a record, Cymbal Six EP, that was a Billboard Pick of the Week and was played on Rodney on the Rock. There it is right there. James,
I brought you a present.
Oh, my goodness. And I do it on a turntable, see?
Awesome.
So this is the original. See, now look at this guy right here. Clownland, look up. Look at this. See that young
wonderful
punk right there?
Yes.
That's him right there.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, it looks just like him.
So Cymbal Six released this record, and then this is the record, Cymbal Six. Legendary punk record. And then you were on the verge of superstardom and things happened. You broke up. And then you went on to play with, among other people, Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses. You had a band together. You were showing pictures on Facebook of that. Brett Mescat from Faster Pussycat. You kind of got into the glam metal scene a little bit and punked that up. Kim Fowley was going to sign you. Yep. And then you studied arts. Study fine arts. We're going to talk about that. You have a patent for some caddy thing.
Yeah.
And then 2000, when did Cymbal Six come back together? 2010?
I think it was...
2009.
It was 9. We did a little jamming.
Right.
You know, got went to rehearsal studio. That was kind of fun. And then, so I'd say that's when it restarted.
To reboot. To show the punks these days... Clownland, forget it. Please sit down. Please follow Clownland Monroe on Facebook. Please follow me on Facebook. There's a beautiful, wonderful video, Clownland. Please, Clownland.
Everybody to see it. So
everybody
bad.
Go to Clownland Monroe on Facebook
but not
and see.
Right now.
Not right now, right after the show, and see the video. Okay? And actually, now, if we're going to watch videos, I guess this is now a good time. I'm going to play the title track. Or Jenny's going to. We're going to play the title track from the new Cymbal Six record. It's out on vinyl, but it's not on CD yet. Is that correct?
Yeah, September 9th.
It's on iTunes?
Yeah, iTunes.
Oh, my goodness. Look at all these gifts.
Wow.
There it is. Cymbal Six Dirty Land comes out.
That will be out September 10th.
September 9th. 10th.
Or 9th.
September 9th.
Yeah, I keep mentioning you get gifts all night.
I guess September...
Yeah, just keep talking.
I guess September 11th was too... too much for a release date. So it's going to be on September 9th. I listened to it today. I liked it. I'm going to talk more about it. But here is a video that features our normal co-host, Josie Katz.
Josie!
And also Eric and the rest of the band. And somebody that might not be in the band anymore. We're going to talk about that. Let's hear Dirty Land, the video. Let's play it. Okay.
That would be cool to have. Why don't they play stuff in here?
Yeah.
Got that big ass TV.
Oh, she's streaming it. It's not loading fast enough. YouTube videos for some reason can be, I don't know what it is. Videos, but pictures can go up here, but not video.
Oh.
People can hear me apparently. We're back on the Dark Mark show.
That didn't work?
If you go to Vimeo, Vimeo. You can see the Dirty Land video. Which
I think it's on all the.
It's on YouTube and Vimeo.
Because isn't that you said Ginger, you hyped that up as being too much for YouTube.
They pulled it down.
They really did. So,
yes, they did.
But why? There's no nudity. There's no penises. There's no. I didn't see anything that
was just awful. It's awful.
It was because you guys are over 40. I don't know why did they pull
it. They're sick of us. Because we're just dominating everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just tired of us.
Some guys in the band that weren't circumcised, and I think that was an issue.
What happened?
That's terrible. Yeah. That's an issue with me, too.
Is that an issue?
Yes.
So you like circumcision over...
Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
You prefer your men to be circumcised or uncircumcised?
I don't know what that means.
The turtle head? You know what I'm talking about.
I was born yesterday.
Smegma?
I don't know.
Ginger, you like circumcised or uncircumcised?
It doesn't matter.
Really?
No.
You've been with uncircumcised men?
Yes.
Really? And you don't mind pulling back the turtle head and the whole thing?
Mark, you're in.
No, I am circumcised.
You are.
Yes, I'm circumcised. But I'm going to get to Ginger's sex life. I'm going to get to Clown's sex life. I'm going to get to Eric's sex life. We're going to get to everybody's sex life.
I'm St. Clownalyn Monroe.
I know.
I don't do that.
Do what?
But you know.
God will impregnate me one day.
But Clownalyn, you know that I posted a thing because you charmed the little children, but their mommies and daddies look at you and with lust in their eyes, and you know they do.
They do. Yeah.
With good reason. You're a beautiful woman. Amazing body.
Thank you.
You know the clowns were jealous when they saw you.
Yes.
Especially, did you ever...
But some of them love me.
Well, they don't... I think they got to know you now, but when you go to Venice Beach, do you ever go in like a swimsuit with the clown makeup and the whole thing?
I have a clown swimsuit, but I only wore it for that Vice magazine shoot.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it too. Right. I don't know that it ever came out yet.
Right.
But it's still somewhere in space.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Clownalyn, so we're getting back to the Symbol 6. So here's the thing. And this is the question I have because I finally saw Symbol 6 live. I actually performed at their VIP.
Mark was awesome.
He was great.
Their VIP record release party.
MC'd the record release.
I gave away one of these to the first person that showed me a tampon.
No, was that that or was it the bar tab?
It was the bar tab at Dirty Land.
No, but I asked the first person that could show me a naked picture on the phone.
Boobs. Yeah.
Boobs on the phone, and it was the woman that was your first girlfriend that you talked about that on Rodney on the Rock. You made out with her when your song played on Rodney on the Rock.
No.
That's what she told me.
No.
Oh, she was bullshitting me.
Yes, she said something like that.
She said exactly that.
First of all, it was Holly.
Holly.
No. I've known Holly since eighth grade, but not.
That wasn't the one that you
made
out
with. I love Rodney on the Rock. That was the awesomest show ever.
Right?
Not that I heard it on somewhere.
You didn't hear about it in the day? You weren't listening?
I was born yesterday.
She was born yesterday. Still on the rocks. Rodney's still on the rocks.
Is he?
Yeah, he's still on the rocks.
I didn't know that.
So I really like Dirty Land. And Dirty Land, it's definitely punk rock. But
I mean, maybe we should just go with the Holly, it was her story.
We're past that.
Yeah, we're past.
Well, here's the thing, because I finally saw you guys live.
Yeah.
And I was expecting five guys. Because there's five guys on the record. There's five guys on this record.
And there were four guys.
There were?
Yeah.
Well, where was the other guy?
That's what I'm asking.
Who are these people?
Eric, can you enlighten us?
Who are these people? One of the guys for that night was temporarily...
Detained?
And he wasn't really detained. It was more like finding himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this not Phil, not...
You're looking at the original
Symbol 6. It's not Phil, because by the way, Phil is a badass drummer.
Yeah, Phil is good.
Taz, is it?
Taz. Who I've done? Taz, he's basically my brother, my cousin.
So Taz was not the show, the record of the show.
He was not. He was still in the band.
He
had prior engagements that night.
Is he in other bands?
He is in other bands.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys can go out as a five-piece or a four-piece.
We can go out as a single a cappella.
Because I was expecting Ginger to go on stage. So Taz is still in the band.
Well, Taz is figuring some stuff out.
Because part of the hiatus.
He's on the hiatus. Just say it.
Part of the hiatus in the first place was Taz was detained for a number of years.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, what did he do? Was
he
it
did
dirty?
A lot. Yes, yes.
Do we want to know?
We really don't want to know. I just wanted.
Cereal.
I just wanted to clear
in
that
the, was in the wording. Cereal.
Oh. He stole somebody's tricks. He must have took all the marshmallows out of somebody's cereal box.
Tricks are for kids.
You know, that is a federal offense.
It looks like somebody spilled their cupcakes.
You never know. That on
you
this
never
table.
Know because the Ginger Lynn show is on here, yeah. And
it's
you never
rainbow
know what happened.
Sprinkles.
Well, I've seen some right. of your guests, Mark. It all goes on
fire,
in here.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really like Dirty Land. I listened to it today, and it is definitely punk rock, but it actually, in a weird way, brought me back to the early 80s. Not the punk rock,
mm-hmm.
but when you had AC/DC, Motorhead, Van Halen. Just one, well, they had the albums with just one driving rock song after another. No ballads, no slow songs, no bullshit, no radio play. Just one hard driving song. Different, they're all different.
Yeah.
But just one, boom, hitting you right after the other.
Yeah, you know, with making this record was just like making any record, really. But this one was really just playing songs that we like to sound good to us, basically.
Right.
We write them to how they sound good, and we're not worried about which category you're fitting us in, and is it not enough punk rock? Is it too rock? Is it a not enough rock? I mean, who really gives a shit? Back, like you mentioned, back in the day, and the thing I loved in 1981 when a friend of mine came back from England and turned me on to Motorhead, and it was like, holy shit, what is this?
Right.
It was No Sleep Till Hammersmith.
Right.
And it blew my mind. And so, I'd go to a Motorhead concert, and I'd see guys with mohawks, skinheads, right next to the big Hesher guys with long hair.
Right.
And each side was trying to figure out why they were there, and they were all there for one reason, just really good, great, energized music.
Right, and that's probably one of the things that has changed over the years in that the punk rock and the metal scene were very much segregated back in the day, and now
it's just
everybody
total,
just listens to everything. Everything.
Yeah, everything is blended over, it's funny too because so many people, other bands, but fans come to shows. They want to hear you play stuff from 1980 or 1981, whatever it is, whatever it was, and that's cool. We like that. But
do you sing any romantic ballads?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Well. Are you the singer one? Are you the singer
he's the
one?
Singer. She's the singer. I'm the manager.
Oh. He's the singer. She's the manager.
She's the manager. Lady.
Which is a good segue, Kyle. You're a great co-host. This is a great segue. Ginger, how did you become the manager of Symbol 6?
Yes, that was what I was going to ask you, but he read my mind telepathically like before.
Why don't you ask anyway, just so we have it like official?
Oh, that.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to know what color your underwear are.
Black.
Yeah, is that what you said?
No.
How did you become the boss lady?
The boss lady, yes. Yeah, how did you become the
that
boss
was my
lady?
Question.
Whose underwear?
Yeah, I thought she was asking Eric about the underwear.
Everybody.
But,
it's a really long story. It was
you got 36 minutes.
But I'm not going to go into the whole story. It was a long story, and it was a long...
When did you first see Symbol 6?
I recruited Ginger.
Yeah, he did.
I recruited her.
I saw him in 2010.
I saw her potential being absolutely not utilized.
Did you guys go to art school together?
No.
Okay, because you're a graphic artist.
No, I was managing another band, and they happened to be playing with them that evening.
Right.
Don't lie, you met in a dirty bathhouse.
I'm also a photographer.
Yes.
And so I shot the band that night, and Eric and I had talked on Facebook briefly, and then we met each other that evening.
Right.
And then for 2 years, it was just kind of a... I needed to learn a bunch of stuff about managing, and I went, and he was trying to woo me, and
he's very charming when he tries to woo.
He is very charming, but I wasn't ready.
Right.
And then one night,
was not an accepted answer.
No.
You know, everything after Bud is bullshit. I heard somebody say before.
Then the night we played at the Roxy,
right?
And the band I was managing played at the Roxy. I quit them that night, and took Eric downstairs, and I said, do you still want me? And he said, hell yeah. And that was it. Next day, managing the band.
You know, I had a similar story at the Roxy. Some girl took me downstairs, said, do you want me?
And that was it?
Yep.
I wasn't managed, though. I could have used a manager. I couldn't have used the syphilis I got that night. Wait, is the microphone on? I'm sorry.
You can manage.
I do want to say.
You got to manage the syphilis.
Right. I do want to say that Eric did a fantastic job with the band.
Right.
And made it very easy to come in and just kind of take over. Right. He did a great job.
So what got you into managing the other band, like getting into band management?
When I was doing photography, I get to meet a lot of bands, and we talk a lot after the show, and all of them were talking about the same things. They all complain about the same stuff.
Right.
And it just seemed like everything they were complaining about was stuff that's easy to fix.
Right. Because I will tell you, seeing you firsthand at the record release party, you did a lot.
Thank you. I worked really hard.
And Eric's no diva. I mean, he was putting up. He was putting up banners and things like that.
Yeah. I'm a diva.
Okay, he's a diva.
Yeah.
But you really made sure that thing went off without a hitch.
Thank you.
And you did a lot, not only taking pictures, but just making sure everybody was where they were. And let me tell you that record release party, Clownland. Normally, when a band does a record release party, or even a comic does a showcase. They will stack it with a bunch of like shitty comics or shitty bands so they look better.
Right.
You did not.
No.
You had some serious fucking bands.
Yeah, we had some of our favorites. We had our favorites. We had Pretty Mess,
Barney the Tiger, and Rick Agnew.
Rick Agnew band. I mean,
Rick Agnew from the Adolescents.
Yeah, that night, though, the energy and the vibe that night for me was one of the best shows I've ever been involved with.
Right.
And I'm glad you pointed that out, because
and everybody's just trying to top each other.
You know what? That's the way it should be. I mean, who gives a fuck? If you're good, you're good.
Right.
And play I'd rather have three bands, whatever, that'll try to wipe us out.
Right.
Keeps you trying to wipe them out.
Exactly.
That's the way it was.
You
that's
would do Phil Flarm.
Phil's the drummer. So thank you. Yes, right. We wanted it to be a really fun party night, and because we love this album, and we want everyone to share and celebrate with us. It was just fun. I had so much fun.
Did you see all the we gave out the you're wearing one today.
Yes,
there
you go, the VIP pass and the whole idea about those laminate lanyards.
Is this your idea, Ginger?
It's a joint effort.
Right. But the idea is that everybody got a VIP pass. Right. We were all on VIP. I have a really big problem with the. There's a group. They're always showing off their lammies and like, look, I'm back. I'm better. Right. I'm just cool. And like, come on.
I'm better than you.
And I saw there was like a book fair going on.
Right.
And I saw these guys with laminates at a book fair, and it's like,
ew.
What part of the book fair do you need a lanyard?
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's a book fair.
That's bullshit.
Right.
So we're making lanyards and VIP passes for everybody.
Right.
And everybody can get in. Everybody can have backstage. And there it goes. Oh, except for the assholes. Then we don't give those out.
Right.
So we're going to reverse the curse.
But my butthole wants to go everywhere I go.
By the way, somebody who's not an asshole, and she shouldn't have had Starbucks before the show, but she's in her own world. Clara Monroe.
I'm making a line of sprinkles that she's about ready to blow. I'm making a rainbow for you.
Aww.
Look. Isn't that special?
But I was going to say, Clara Monroe.
Because I seen there was an opportunity to spread a rainbow inside
you this
blackness.
Can you get a unicorn to show up, please?
No. Well, no,
I
left her at home on my bed, sleeping. Galinda.
Galinda the unicorn. What I was going to say.
The baby unicorn.
That's not the first animal you played with, because a lot of people don't know.
That I held a baby hummingbird the other day.
You did hold a baby hummingbird, but I was thinking about your past.
I held
How small was it?
It was little itty bitty.
How itty bitty?
It was this big. I put it in my hand. It was sitting by my door, and it looked sweaty even. And it was just sitting there, and I walked up, and it was probably thinking, wow, that's a big flower coming my way. And I thought, Wow, that little baby bird must have been stuck up here for a long time because I lived on the second floor. And then birds get, like, up there and all kinds of creatures, like bugs and flying things.
To creep in there.
They get up there and they can't get out.
I knew that.
So
I figured that.
It was sitting on the trash can by the door, and it just, like I said, it looked sweaty and just over it. And
what did
I
it do,
could
hit
tell
the door?
It had been there for a long time trying to find a way out.
It wanted to find its way into Clonalyn's, but it was sweaty,
so it had been trying to do it for a while.
I didn't know how to sweat. It just looks sweaty. I got Santa Claus on speed dial, by the way. No, but nice. I didn't know that.
Can we have Santa Claus back?
I picked it up. Okay.
I picked it up, and luckily there was my friend was right behind me with his camera, and he snapped some pictures of where it was sitting.
Right.
And then I picked it up, and he took a picture. And then I took it out to the yard and opened my hand, and Clonalyn, it flew away.
No, Eric, I'll show you something.
I made you a rainbow. You need to wake up.
Eric, I'll show you something that will not put you to sleep. I've got a picture I want to show you. If Jenny could put that up there. Okay, well, there's a picture that I'm going to show you. I'll show you on the phone. They're going to show you on the air. So let me just show you real quick. People don't know, Clonalyn, you were not always a clown.
No, that's not me. That's Sangora the Snake Lady.
There's somebody that looks a lot like you that has very similar tattoos of yours. Sangora the Snake Lady that was in the Venice Beach Freak Show.
Wow.
What is that?
That's Sangora the Snake Lady.
That was a big worm.
What is that going in the mouth?
It's big worm. It's a ball python.
A bald python?
Okay, here we go. Now it's
ball
up here.
Python because they ball up when they get scared, so that's why they're called that.
The red nose really changes everything.
Right, see, here's a couple pictures.
And I would put her in my mouth. And she would spin around so that she looked like she was going inside of
this was at Venice Beach Freak Show.
Is that a yearly thing? And that's
or a daily thing?
Belladonna was my snake.
Now, do you still have Belladonna?
Was?
No, the Cruella de Vil landlady made me get rid of her.
But this was at the Venice Beach Freak Show. This is before the TV show.
How do you get rid of a snake?
I had to give it to a friend.
And?
Do you visit? No, they live really far.
Well, that's no excuse. How long did you have the snake before you gave it away?
It's not an excuse, it's a reason.
How long did you have the snake?
Don't harsh my vibe, dude.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. Okay, hold on. Let's get back to the Simple Six story. Okay.
Ouch.
But how long were you on the, or was somebody that looked a lot like you?
I was there for a few years. It was my first street performer type of atmosphere.
Well, did you
my
have a relationship with this snake,
experience.
Though, for a long period of time?
Yes, but she she started being crazy.
The snake?
Yeah, so it was time for us to part ways.
Did the snake bite?
She bit my face, and she bit me on the back of the leg. She bit me a few times.
She was harsh in your vibe.
She I was okay with it because we made... we did good together, but for a long time. And
you know
and
what?
I'm very forgiving.
Who are those guys in Vegas where the lion ate the guy?
She's a snake.
Oh, Siegfried and Roy.
It's a Siegfried and Roy story.
No.
She's a snake.
No, she's a snake. She's going to bite
you're
a little.
You're going to expect a little bit of biting.
You've had
sometimes.
Some punk rock groupies bite you,
her.
Eric.
Fuck yeah.
I annoyed her a few times and, you know.
No.
Yeah, well.
Get out of here.
So take me back to the punk rock scene in 1980. And you're 15 years old. Now, when you went to the clubs, did they make you guys wait outside, and then you had to go in, and you had to go back outside?
No. Most of those clubs, that was cool. They were all age. That was good.
And you were with all those bands that were big at the time. And how did you get on the bill? I mean, how did you, as 15-year-olds, like, I'm going to open for you guys. How did that happen?
Just perseverance, dumb luck, you know? We weren't fortunate to know somebody who knew somebody. We just kind of, like,
this is pre-Ginger. Ginger wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
I would have been a 10-year-old manager.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we got signed to a record deal like within a year.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was very good. We didn't realize. And within that year, we were played on Rodney on the Rocks, which was really cool because we'd be friends would be driving us around to shows on Friday, Saturday nights, and bam, on the radio. And that's back when being on the radio was like
a big deal.
People actually listened to the radio.
Yeah, it was huge.
And so, but I mean, you were performing with Fear, X, Social Distortion, all those bands, and you were right in there.
Yeah, it was. But being right in there when that was happening, I mean, it wasn't. X was kind of like the first wave. They were already off and on their way.
Right.
Los Angeles was already a huge thing. But some of the other bands, Social D and
Descendants,
45 Grave, and Descendants or TSOL. I mean, big bands, but not like nobody knew where. Like today,
could you see back then?
No.
These bands are going to make it, and these bands aren't.
No, you knew these bands were great. I mean, like the Adolescents, for example.
Right,
I saw them like when I was 14 or whatever at the Starwood.
I love
you.
Prince.
Just knew they were so. Like, they were so far advanced musically, the way they wrote songs, that it was like, who are these? How do these guys write this kind of music?
Right.
And so those are the kind of bands you aspired to get up on that level with. TSOL was another. I mean, great band.
Sure,
Social
sure.
Distortion.
Sure.
All very different from each other.
Right.
But all brand new. Every band, as so many great bands, and everybody stayed from the beginning to the very end, six bands on a bill, last band on, everybody was still there. And then we hung out afterwards. Now it's,
I was going to say, it's a whole other story.
I was just going to say, that's why the record release party was so much fun, because it was reminiscent of that.
It
People
was.
Showed up.
Right. Everybody
and
stayed.
And saw all the bands, stayed the whole time, didn't just come to see their friends. It was great.
Did you ever hang out at the Golden Cup? I heard about that place.
The Golden Cup.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the Golden Cup.
Are you sure?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
Is that anywhere near Jumbo's Clown Room? Because you took me there.
Where was that Golden Cup?
It's where California Tattoo is now. And it was a punk rocker place, but it was said to be a place where young punk rock boys would go and get picked up by older men.
That's another fascinating one.
What would make you ask me that?
Oh, just for
really,
fun.
Really?
Yeah.
The Golden Cup.
Are you being serious?
I don't know. I've never heard of it except for
there's a cup on the ground right there, and I asked what that was about. So
it was about old guys perving punk rock.
I'm not sure if it was like a place where people played, or I'm not sure it was a bar. I think,
I mean,
that was just part of. Yeah, I worked at the place, so I asked about the Golden Cup on the ground.
That's really why I was asking. You're a tattoo artist as well.
Oh, the Golden Cup.
I
like it.
I have tattooed people. I'm not an artist.
Well, you are an artist,
I copied stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you almost
talked. I am an artist, but I can't draw.
We went out on Valentine's Day. She almost talked me into getting matching tattoos.
Yeah, we
should. Do you have a tattoo?
Why
mess with a good thing? I don't have any tattoos. Do you have tattoos?
None.
Ginger?
Yeah.
You got a few, huh?
Nice. Yeah, a couple.
It would have been little itty bitty like the rainbow.
Clanolin.
You killed my rainbow.
Where's your first tattoo? Can I see your first one? Oh, look, you got some graffiti right there.
It's right there.
Who did this?
Santana at the Fountain of Youth tattoo in St. Augustine,
Which is your first
Florida.
One? This one?
That one, yeah. The flower and the butterfly.
And when did you get that, Clown?
Yeah, it holds up pretty well.
I was 18.
Oh, wow. So it was 3 years ago.
This is graffiti style. That's wild style.
That's my son's name.
Trick?
Irie.
Trick? No.
Irie.
Irie. Yeah. Okay. Awesome tattoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, she's got there's a whole body full of them.
I have them from head to toe.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I like most of them. I don't want to tell you how.
Yeah,
I know,
my favorite is my back one and my one right here. I have a portrait.
Do we get to see it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, cool.
This one, bust it out.
You
could see it.
Yep. Here we go.
Okay, so
here we go. Mark, let's
the camera's right here. No, yeah. I'm all over.
You're with this, right?
Yes, I'm. Yeah. Trust me.
There's a lot of layers of clown stuff, though. I'm not sure if we could get to it.
That's pretty good.
Wow. And who is that?
The mic's in the way. Clownland, can you move over a little bit this way? Wait. Your mic's in the way. Can you pull the mic? Yeah.
There.
How's that? Okay, so yeah. That's beautiful. That's Sugar. That's your daughter.
Yeah, that's great. My favorite person.
Great hair, too.
Yeah, her hair was awesome. She's awesome.
So what was the first show that you played back? Back when Cymbal 6 Gets Back Together, 2010.
Oh, we played with Mike Watt. That was really cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was what was this?
It was right here in downtown LA. And okay. No, I'm sorry. We actually went to Vegas just in case we like totally sucked.
Right. Double down.
It proved not to matter. But anyway, and then
did it ever before?
No, it didn't. It was stupid. And then we went out there and played, and then we came here and played with Mike Watt, which was great.
Right. So how did you get a gig with Mike Watt? I mean, did you know Mike Watt?
Not personally,
did you ever play with the Minutemen or back in the day?
No, saw him many, many, many times. Mm-hmm. No, that's what was cool, and Mike's a really, really good guy.
Right.
And Mike, you know what's cool about Mike is Mike will go on stage and play with Iggy Pop at festivals with 50,000 people, he'll go play a studio with 32 people.
He just loves playing.
He doesn't rock star it up, and you know, he's, as a bass player goes, for his style, he's one of the, he's the premier guy.
One of the greatest bass players of all time.
He doesn't big league you.
Right.
And a lot of big leaguers out there that are playing minor league ball.
Right.
Yeah.
But
cool guys.
Yeah. Well, you could big league guys. You could tell. Nah. You could say, look, I was in a band with Izzy Stradlin before Guns N' Roses.
I honestly don't think I could big league. I couldn't. It looks, it just comes off stupid. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Because, but you were, after Cymbal 6, you were playing with Izzy Stradlin.
Yeah. We
before Guns N' Roses.
Well, Izzy was a,
roadie for Cymbal 6.
Yeah, he came out and he was working with us. He came out right when he got here from Indiana.
Right, because you told me about that, and then I just found out that you actually had a short-lived band with him.
Called Stalin. Yeah, it was really
Stalin.
Cool. Yeah, listen, full-blown punk rock.
Right.
Long black hair.
Right.
1983.
Right.
Playing Judas Priest covers.
Right.
And in a punk rock, we didn't have the talent to really pull it off.
Right.
But my memory of it was awesome.
He didn't or you didn't?
We all didn't.
Okay.
No, we all didn't.
So did
that. No, he wasn't.
So did Axel steal him from you or just didn't work out?
No, he just started playing guitar. He wasn't originally a drummer.
Right.
Then he played bass.
Okay.
And then he went to guitar, but that's what he wanted to do.
Right.
But he's a driven dude, and he was driven back then, and it just, like, you know, we were, how bands go.
Right.
There's usually substance that gets in the way or...
Right.
Or just all the bullshit.
Well, speaking of Double Down, I'm sure you've had some ass juice over there.
Oh, I have ass juice everywhere.
Right, but you just played the Double Down.
You've never had ass juice?
You ever been to Las Vegas, Clownland?
Yes.
Next time I'm going to take you on a road trip. We're going to go to Las Vegas. Next time you guys are playing in Vegas, I'm going to take Clownland Monroe. We're going to go to the Double Down, which is the punk rock club in Vegas.
I've heard about it.
They sell a drink called ass juice.
Ew. Is it brown?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't say ew unless you try it.
No, you got to try it first.
It sounds disgusting.
Don't knock ass juice before you try it. Right, so, Ginger?
Right. Yeah, you're already putting a negative spin
on
it.
Love ass juice.
Everybody loves ass juice.
Where's the negative spin? Hey.
From a woman that has maybe...
Clownalyn, let's
from
get
From a woman
your
that has maybe
going.
The best ass I've ever seen.
Where's the rainbows?
I want to drink from your ass, Clownalyn.
Where's the rainbows and
then
the...
Then you need to go to Vegas.
Yes.
Yes, we're gonna drink some ass juice together.
Don't worry, you can have breath mints afterwards.
I would recommend breath mints afterwards. But
yes.
You've got to see her ass.
What's in it?
It's, who knows? It's just some, they just throw some alcohol in and it's called ass juice.
Oh my!
It's probably like they probably ground up some kale, some spinach, and throw like some vodka in
there.
But did
somebody say, "This tastes like ass juice"? Let's name it ass juice.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, but somebody had to have reference point at that point. Then,
right? You know what? This is actually a good time to say. Speaking of punk rock, we're sponsored by Audible.com. There's nothing more punk rock than audiobooks. But when you're on the road, it's cool to listen to audiobooks.
Sure. It's like Sesame Street.
I put in punk rock, and one of our guests that we've had on the show. Brad Warner, who is a punk rock Buddhist,
is that possible?
No, absolutely.
Okay,
he has a book called Hardcore Zen: Punk Rock Monster Movies and the Truth About Reality. Seriously, no, he worked in Japan. He worked on Godzilla movies. He was in a. He still is. I think he moved back to Cleveland. He's in a punk rock band now. 5 hours.
Cleveland, home of the Cleveland Steamer.
Right.
Yes.
Hardcore what? Zen.
Hardcore Zen. Hardcore Zen.
Okay.
This is one. I've one book I would recommend. Yes. Yeah, so if
you heard about the Cleveland Steamer?
Everybody's heard about the Cleveland Steamer.
No.
No, but Collins knows about the Blumpkin.
No.
Did you say the Blumpkin?
You know Blumpkin.
Blumpkin is awesome.
Blumpkin. Anyway, wait, let me put it in.
You guys are speaking a whole different language.
I'm going to put
it
in Cleveland.
I don't understand. Hey. You knocked the rainbow off the table.
No, I just did that.
Let me finish my...
Just perk me up.
I'm gonna finish my. I'm gonna finish my commercial. If you go to darkmarkshow.com,
he sniffed the rainbow.
I'll bet
flavor.
He did.
Hey man,
if you well, yay. He was on the Sunstrip trip, and so if you go to audible.com, if you go to not audible.com, go to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the Audible link and get an audiobook. You get a free audiobook. It's from me to you. You can
really
get Stephen King audiobooks. They've got great. They've got. Comedy albums by Louis C.K. and George Carlin. They got everything. You get one product free and a 30-day free trial.
We're going on tour next month.
Yeah, I was going to say we're going on tour. We need to get an audiobook.
Please, all you guys, go to the website, darkmarkshow.com. Click on it and get a free audiobook. I put in Cleveland Steamer. There's a lot of books about Grover Cleveland. Not much about Steamer.
There you go.
Let me see if there's got
Grover Cleveland.
I don't know if there's a Blumpkin, but also go to damnedtees.com. If you're looking for a t-shirt, there's nothing for Blumpkin. If you go to damnedtees.com, they got great t-shirts. They have a t-shirt. Everybody loves the Misfits. Everybody loves Star Wars. They have a shirt that's Misfits. It's Boba Fett with a devil lock. They've got great t-shirts, Frankenhooker shirts. They've got porn star shirts. Go to damnedtees.com, get 10% off any shirt. So let me go back. So your first show back, the Double Down felt good, but the performer opening for Mike Watts got a whole different thing, right?
Yeah, but it felt okay. And then... Yeah, the Mike Watt thing came. That was good.
Right.
And but, you know, what was really fun about it was just getting together with the guys.
It was organic because now you were.
On the show.
Right.
Some jackass out there accused us of coming back and trying to capitalize and make the money. Now, if we wanted to capitalize and make the money, we would have been back in 1993.
Right. After
or whatever. But at this particular time, no money.
You waited until the record industry collapsed.
Yeah, we waited until it was thoroughly done.
There's nothing.
Forks in it.
There's no place to buy the CD unless you go to the website or iTunes.
No, actually, that's wrong.
That's wrong, yeah.
You go to Amoeba.
That's internationally really cool. Distributed.
And I got to plug this, though. Jailhouse Records.
Right. The best.
Is unbelievable for us.
Okay.
They have taken our record, the vinyl.
Right.
We did a vinyl with Fang.
We did a vinyl with Fang.
There's a vinyl of this.
Yes.
And then Dirty Land. And he's put it all around the world, but all in the record stores. We did Record Store Day, and it's distributed all over. So that part's really cool, but I'm just saying that.
But compared to how many record stores there were back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and we're not making the money, and we're not there to capitalize on
making
the money.
I'm looking at your vest. That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You
know
what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. That wasn't very nice.
See, you're defending Eric.
Thank you.
But now
it was funny, but it wasn't very nice.
Well, that's welcome to my act. But Eric,
funny but not nice.
You guys are. I'm not gonna say you guys are in your late 40s. What do you have to teach the kids these days?
Because my kid's definitely watching.
Listen, all I would say for anybody is to get out there and do something, and don't try to reinvent and redo, or don't try to duplicate the past. That's the saddest thing that's going on right now. Everybody's wanting to just so be in that past.
Right.
That is destroying whatever there is for the future. Go out there and make your own future. I mean,
like I was saying before, this is a solid record. All the songs kick ass. There's no radio play. This is just straight ahead rock and roll. If you like rock, if you like metal, if you like straight ahead rock and roll, you're going to like this.
Well, and if you like really poppy, singy, jangle stuff, that's going to disturb you.
Right.
But that has some.
It has Phil Farm.
There's
some Phil Farm.
Yes.
Now tell me about the patent that you have, the invention that you have. And was that what you were doing before the band got back together?
No, not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
But it's some sort of caddy?
Yeah, and if you go to the basecaddy.com.
Bass caddy.
It's a invention that holds the bases for baseball, and I did it when I was doing some Little League stuff. And I couldn't believe it. In 160 something years, it was never invented. And then I got
I was looking at it. There's nothing that's been invented to carry bases around for baseball.
Nothing. That's got a U.S. patent. And now everybody from the major leagues on down to the Little Leagues.
So you are making some cash off it.
You would be surprised how little. I'll tell you.
I mean, listen,
if I invented the baseball, right, then I would be like a different guy.
But major league teams use the base caddy.
Some do. But they have the carts, too. So they use them whatever, their farm systems or whatever.
But
it doesn't matter. To me, it was never done before.
Right.
And I said, I'm going to take an idea and go all the way through the finish line with it.
Right.
That's my trip. Hey, kids.
Slide into home.
Kids at home, listen up. When you have an idea, finish the idea. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I almost cut you off.
Can we talk about my new shoes now?
I almost cut you off. Well, actually, we have a call for Clownland Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. Who is it?
Hello.
I got to listen on.
Oh, can't believe what they just said.
No, listen to it.
You missed it.
Say it again. Say it again, caller.
I wasn't listening.
Love
Clownland
Monroe.
Yay! Who's this?
Alyssa and Sugar Mom.
I know it.
Are you guys listening?
We love you. You're so awesome.
Thank you. I love you all too. Be good, eat dinner, and go to bed on time and slide into home like this guy said.
What's bedtime?
She's a chip off the old block.
That's Alyssa.
Okay. Even the babysitter's. So what? So now
she's sitting on my baby.
I'll bet she is. are you sitting on the baby unicorn babysitter?
They have a baby unicorn over there.
Baby unicorn?
It's fluffy.
It's sitting next to me. I don't know if I'm sitting on it, but.
Oh, you'd know.
Anyway, Clownland actually got some new shoes. Why don't you show everybody the new shoes?
Can you
put them on the table?
I like them.
My new shoes.
I like those.
They were custom made for Clownland.
Those are clown verses.
How's
the camera showing that?
You got chucks.
You don't even want to look at her, but are you getting it? Yeah, okay, good.
Can you see? They're awesome.
He's so freaked out. I love it.
I'm These not are freaked out about saying that. I'm totally fine. I'm just doing my job.
Beautiful.
I love you too. Bye, baby.
Where do you get clown verse custom made?
In Mexico.
Oh, really?
At Clown Mart, of course. Where else?
There's a Clown Mart in Mexico?
Yes.
You didn't know?
I didn't
there's
know.
There's a very huge Mexican clowns are very, very, there's a huge population of Mexican clowns. And every, like once a year, they all get together and go to church together.
Really?
Catholic church.
Did you go to church with the clowns this year?
I didn't. I would like to. I think it would be amazing to see that many clowns.
Wait, we got one more
place.
Call for the clown. And I was going to ask Eric, you have kids, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were like coaching Little League, and that's how you came out with the baseball.
That's how it worked.
Okay, we got another call from Clown Lemon, the beautiful Clown Lemon Row. Caller, hello. It's Dark Mark Show.
Hello, Miss Marilyn. I think you're really beautiful and. I think you're doing a really good thing, being a really nice person and helping out with kids and stuff. And I think it's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Well, what's your name, caller?
My name's Gentry.
Hi, Gentry. How are you?
Security.
I'm very good.
Security.
I'm listening to your show, the whole show. So I just thought I'd call and say, hey, I appreciate you. And it's really cool that... you can be punk rock and covered with tattoos and do good stuff for good people and you know, make kids not afraid of clowns.
All right, let's settle down.
Oh, thank you ever so. You're very sweet.
Gentry, please. First off, drop the lube.
Get the pants back up around the ankles.
I don't even like girls.
You're gay, really? But is she not the most beautiful clown that you've ever seen?
You know what? I have a huge... I have a huge one, brother. I didn't want to say.
Makes it fun. You have a huge what?
She has a gay following.
Oh, okay.
A huge gay fan population, and I love them so much.
I'm not even kidding.
And a lot of queens, too. They're my favorite.
No, I'm not kidding. I actually saw Clownland Monroe do burlesque at a a gay art gallery, and it was a great show. It was a fun time.
Was really just kidding with the gay stuff, but
we know
you
weren't.
It's okay. You can be gay.
It's okay. You're among friends.
Eric Leach is on the show. He's a cute guy.
It's okay.
It's
okay to be gay.
You know. Thank you, honey.
Gentry, whatever. You're cool. Whatever. If you like clowns, if you're gay,
like gay clowns,
if you're punk rock, whatever, dude. I appreciate you giving us a call. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, so thanks, Gentry. Anyway, we got to wrap it up.
Bye-bye.
This is so great.
Awesome.
Ginger, I wish we had more to talk. We had to talk to you because we were just getting into it.
Yeah.
We got into your underwear, your tattoos.
Go ahead and ask Ginger a couple just last questions here.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. What was the weirdest place you had sex?
Fireworks stand.
Oh, yeah.
She had that ready. Like, you asked her before.
Clown, where was the weirdest place you had sex?
And I was just born yesterday. Okay. I don't do that.
Eric, where's the weirdest place you had sex?
I was with her, born yesterday.
I thought you said we're at the fireworks.
Inside the fireworks stand.
Inside I thought it was outside the
fireworks. No, inside of a fireworks stand.
So the fireworks are going off and
like a fireworks stand where you sell fireworks.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to be careful because sometimes the friction can set them off.
Well, that's what the ass juice is for.
You have a little ass juice.
Exactly.
Back to the ass juice.
Exactly. Yes.
Anyway, Ginger, if people want to get a hold of you, have you manage their band? Are you afraid that maybe some other band will open up for you and she'll do to that?
That will never ever happen. Ever. Never.
What you did to
fear
whatever.
Nothing.
Yeah. Never.
So Ginger, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Luke. You can find Symbol Six. Just Google Symbol Six and you'll find him. And if you want to
Father Luke.
Eric, shut up. If you want to get a hold of the band, it's contact@symbol6.com.
Right.
And our website is symbol6.com, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, we're there. And we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's just beginning. You're basically starting off where 1982 you should have been, and you're going right forward, huh?
We're just starting where we are.
Right. Clownlin, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, I have a Facebook and an Instagram under Clownlin Monroe.
There you go.
That's all.
Yes. And no Twitter yet.
I do, but I forgot my password, so I thought I wouldn't mention it.
Right. Clownlin Monroe.
But I am on Twitter, so until then... you can leave me messages and pictures.
If you're in Venice Beach, if you're in Hollywood.
Shoes. No, you know, I really don't go to Venice Beach or Hollywood anymore because I have this weird stalker guy in Hollywood.
Okay.
And I had to kick him in the butt one day.
Right.
And he keeps following me around. No.
Okay.
I don't think that kid has a phone. I get bothered in Venice. So anyway, I just go to Beverly Hills.
I would like to thank Josie for being in our video. She was awesome. We had a great
Josie's
day with her.
Josie's wonderful.
We loved working with her, and we hope to work with her again.
She's a total pro.
Love her.
She's going to be back next
week.
She's
beautiful and wonderful.
Orpheus Black and
she was the killer. Hey, go check out the Dirty Land video. She's the killer bee in it.
Yes.
Go to
Vimeo and check out the Dirty Land video.
She'll take you down Alice's rabbit hole.
How come when you say that, that just sounds really dirty?
Because everything he says sounds dirty.
With a canteen of ass juice.
and Eric Leach on Facebook, and he's all, you go into the Symbol Six, you'll hear all about him. His Wikipedia page, all of it's true. We're going to get out of here.
It's funny you should mention fireworks.
Because
I like that.
Of all the, I had a hard time picking one song because I liked them all. But I think this is the one that really comes out and just smacks you right in the fucking face. I love it. It's called Viva.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, good one.
This is for Los Angeles.
Listen to this, Clownlin. Everybody have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye now. Angel Hill.